Well, it is playoff time once again here on the Fantasy Spin. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, let's talk about the Eagles and the Eagles defense that has been the number one defense slash special teams throughout the season in fantasy. A big week 2 weeks ago when they played Dallas. Are you rolling with them again when they play the Cowboys on Sunday?
I think absolutely. Now, the one thing you have to take into account is Dallas is not a high volume passing game, and when you're playing fantasy defenses, high volume passing games, especially ones that aren't particularly effective, are the ones you really want to go after. But Tony Romo hasn't attempted 30 or more passes since week 6, and it's very clear to me that the Dallas Cowboys just do not trust him right now. His health is obviously an issue, so the Eagles are going to have to try to make big plays, and I kind of view that as fumbles, sacks, interceptions. You have a better shot to force a fumble, obviously, on a sack, and interceptions you can't have unless the team's throwing the football. They're going to have to make do with rather relatively few opportunities compared to some other teams in the NFL. And I think the Eagles, though, at home, I would expect them to bounce back in a big way against Dallas, and I think the defense is included in that.
So we saw what happened when these two teams met on Thanksgiving. Cowboys' game plan sort of got thrown out the window because the Eagles got that big lead. Romo was forced to throw more, but as you said, it didn't really look like the Cowboys trusted him very much. If you have Romo, do you start him this week?
I think there's going to be situations when you can start Tony Romo. The problem is the Cowboys are telling you what they think of him, Bo, and you said they abandoned their game plan a little bit. The game kind of got away from them on Thanksgiving, but they still ran the ball on like 17 of their first 18 first downs. They took no shots downfield to Dez Bryant. Tony Romo, once again, hasn't thrown 30 or more passes since week 6. And Brandon Weeden, in his lone start against the Cardinals in week 9, he threw 33. So the Cowboys were actually more comfortable uncorking it with Brandon Weeden than they were with Tony Romo. I think that says a lot about Romo's health. I would expect Romo and Dez Bryant to connect once or twice in this game, maybe for a big play or two. But I don't think he's anything more than a mid-range fantasy starter, probably more on the low end, actually.
Never good when you trust an 80-year-old quarterback more than you trust Tony Romo. Talking about Brandon Weeden, of course. The old man himself. Let's talk about another guy who has a bit of an injury history, and that's Andre Ellington, now out for the season with the hernia for the Cardinals. Obviously, some teams had Andre Ellington as they entered the playoffs. How do you go about replacing him?
The waiver wire's kind of dried up, Bo, so you're going to have to look for some lower-end guys. And if there's a guy out there who I'm begging, I hope is out there, that you need to pick up, it would be Jonathan Stewart of the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers, for some reason, were insistent that D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart split the workload, but now D'Angelo Williams is injured, and Jonathan Stewart went nuts against the New Orleans Saints. If he is out there on your waiver wire, he is by far the number one guy at the running back position. Maybe Matt Asiata's out there, and if you're in a PPR, he might be able to get you 8 to 10 points because Jerick McKinnon's now out for the year, and perhaps you look at Juwan Thompson of the Denver Broncos, keeping an eye on C.J. Anderson's status, but the running back position is really dry right now. Stewart is by far the number one guy out there. Otherwise, if Andre Ellington was a guy you were really counting on, you may have to scrape the bottom of the barrel of that waiver wire right now.
All right, last question, Joe. We saw last week the Buffalo Bills defense do a pretty good job limiting the production of that vaunted Broncos offense. They'll have the Green Bay Packers offense this week in Buffalo. Broncos offense, Packers offense, lots of relevant fantasy players. What do you feel about these Packers guys?
I think you downgrade them a little bit, especially Eddie Lacy, but even a guy like Eddie Lacy has been getting it done in the passing game on top of the run game, and I cannot in good faith recommend you sit any of these Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, frankly, is playing better than Peyton Manning, and I know we love Peyton Manning for fantasy, but the fact that he ended a lot of seasons prematurely doesn't mean you overreact to Green Bay going into Buffalo. Rodgers has to be in your lineup. Jordy Nelson has to be in your lineup. Randall Cobb must be in your lineup. Eddie Lacy must be in your lineup. Maybe one thing you do, take Devontae Adams out of your lineup if you've been rolling with him. Put somebody else in there because this is a good Buffalo defense. Don't even consider Quarles or Rodgers the tight ends. But otherwise, you just have to suck it up and play these guys. There's really nobody else that you can make a really salient argument for.
All right. Well, everything coming down to the line as we enter the last couple weeks of the season. Week 15, week 16. It's all on the line, especially in the Eagles Fantasy Football League. Bo Wolf against Katie Tang for all the marbles in the semifinals. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan. And we'll see you next week with championships on the line right here in the Fantasy Spin.